AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In northwest England, far-right protesters, fueled by anger and false online rumors, hurled bottles and stones at police officers outside a mosque near where three girls were fatally stabbed yesterday. Police say the unrest was inspired by rumors about the identity of the teenage suspect. Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned the incident as thuggery and said the crowd had hijacked what had earlier been a peaceful vigil to mourn the dead and 10 surviving stabbing victims. 7 remain in critical condition. President Biden and Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva are calling on Venezuela's government to release detailed voting data from the country's presidential election. Electoral authorities loyal to the ruling party have said President Nicolas Maduro won, but the opposition says its candidate secured more than twice as many votes. Advocates for Texas prison inmates are asking a federal judge to declare the state's lack of air conditioning as cruel and unusual punishment. Lisa Dwyer has details.
Attorneys at a multi-day hearing are seeking to force Texas to provide more AC in prisons. One person formerly incarcerated in Texas described conditions as so hot it would force inmates to cool off by splashing toilet water on themselves, and that some even faked suicide attempts to get to cooler medical areas. Texas prisons hold more than 130,000 people, but only about a third of the facilities have full AC. Texas is not alone in facing lawsuits over dangerously hot prisons. Cases also have been filed in Louisiana and New Mexico. One filed last week in Georgia alleged an inmate died in 2023 after he was left in an outdoor cell for hours without water, shade, or ice. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Thunderstorms and torrential rain have brought another wave of violent floods to northeastern Vermont. Jason Pilbin lives in Lindenville.
Woke up to boulders rolling down the road, more or less.
This is AP News. After a rain-soaked opening ceremony, athletes and spectators at the Paris Olympics are dealing with a heat wave. Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Most of France is under a warning, with temperatures in Paris and surrounding areas expected to climb to 95 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. Visitors like Quinte Cooper from the Netherlands have been cooling off by jumping into the La Villette Basin.
We went swimming, so that was really nice, and just staying out of the sun.
While Sarah Mahmoud Marshall from Pakistan and Spain's David Garcia drink lots of water, but they appreciate Paris in the sun.
It's hot. It's very really hot today. Yeah. But at least we get sunshine. Paris in the sun is always worth it.
The heat waves expected to be even worse in the south of France, including the region around the Mediterranean city of Marseille that's hosting Olympic competitions like soccer and sailing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.